So here is Radio 99%, and we are sitting in front of the European Central Bank, where since Saturday, a group of young people established a camp. And I'm talking with one of the protesters, and I would like to know, why are you here?
First of all, hello you people out there in the world. I'm very happy to introduce to you the Frankfurt occupation camp in front of the European Central Bank. Well, we are here now since Saturday evening. We've got about 45 tents right in front of the European Central Bank. We've got permit from the city. About 2 hours ago, we got latest update from the group of organizers. And supposedly, we now have the permit to stay for another 10 days or at least 7 days until beginning of next week. And also, the community also offered us the possibility to continue our occupation even after the 7 days. So from that aspect, it's looking pretty good.
What are the main demands of the protesters here? What are they calling for? What are their targets?
Well, our main demands, I would say, I can only speak for myself, definitely is to find a different approach to capitalism, different approach to banksters and banks and financial system in the world. We want to have a close look at all these different systems and find a different approach to how we can manage a world full of people.
How strong is the feeling of international solidarity here in Frankfurt?
Well, to be honest, it's pretty poor until now because we didn't really managed to set up a media internet connection on the square until 2 hours ago as well. Now we have a constant internet connection in our communication tent and looking forward to get more global active. We have several solidarity comments from Hamburg, Berlin. We got a solidarity comment from Paris and from Spain. Perhaps some people are speaking of that someone, a girl from that she was demonstrating in Brussels, is coming with a guy that marched all the 2,000 kilometers from the Spanish capital to over Paris to Brussels, is also coming here to talk with us and just talk together, get a sit down together, and just sort of look at our movement and their movement, where are the comparisons, and how can we sort of bring this whole thing together, globally speaking.
What can this protest be a starting point for, or what can it push forward?
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, I definitely think it's we're looking towards a different approach on consciousness of how we want to live in this one world. There's a lot of people on this planet, and I guess we all just want to kind of survive. Yeah, I guess it's about more fairness and more transparency, and of course a different financial market, a one that doesn't sort of build upon we and you, but just the we.
What do you expect from the German politicians?
Not very much. Right now, of course, there's a lot of solidarity from the German politicians, but I just figure that it's kind of the usual activist thing, and they'll be probably gone in a week. So, yeah, just give them like a thumbs up, and then in a week, yeah, we can just do business as usual. But that's not going to happen.
And do you think that next bailout of the banks could like support this movement and strengthen it?
Well, apparently, I just talked to a guy who was just walking through Frankfurt, and he said, like, on every corner, people are just talking about you. We are ahead of all, as far as I've seen, almost all big German newspapers. I haven't had a look in the world media and like TV press and stuff, but it seems like Germany is like, just talking about us. So I think we already did a big step. Our business now is to definitely stay here and continue. And of course, also kind of bring more ideas into the city, kind of flash mobs and more demonstrations where people kind of say, oh, they're doing also that. They're also looking at this aspect and also looking at this aspect, so that people can also define themselves with this movement, because we don't want to be part of them. They should be part of us all.
So maybe a final call that you want to call out to the global protesters that are also in occupation camps?
let's do this. Let's shift it global and let's stay where we are. Strength to all of you guys.
Solidarity forever.